Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about how to make the most of Mars retrograde. We'll be in this cycle for almost 12 weeks, starting on Monday, January 23rd. And what we do with this cycle, we'll have a major influence on the next 2 years for us. And next Friday, February 3rd, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you of a new type of consultation that I'm now doing through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. Every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years. And it's time to do both personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period, so you can consider them fully. It's best to schedule this consult earlier in the period so you have more time to gather information and research options. Call our toll-free number to schedule, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. Or you can go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to let my Seattle area listeners know that my speaking engagement at The Herbalist in Seattle has been rescheduled to Wednesday, February 8th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And my topic will be astrology's economic forecast for 2012. We had too much snow for it to happen last week, so mark your calendars for this new date, February 8th. And to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for it for appearances under About. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how did you do during our first week of Mars retrograde? This cycle started on Monday, January 23rd, and it will last through April 13th. And I'll talk a lot more about this in the next segment of the show. But for now, this is no time to be starting new projects, introducing new products, services, or launching websites. This is the time to do your strategic plan for where you want to head during the next 2 years and research how you want to get there. The cycle is also associated with anger, frustration, and resentment coming out from under the rug. And when this happens, it's an opportunity to heal an old wound. So get out the book, Nonviolent Language by Marshall Rosenberg, and start working on healing it. The Mars retrograde cycle is also likely to correspond to more people in the streets. Italy is currently shut down with transportation strikes due to austerity measures in that country. And we'll see a lot more of this around the world in the next 11 weeks. Movements such as Occupy Wall Street or other critical mass actions are likely to gain strength. Now, next, are you feeling like you're trying to do too much or maybe expand in new ways before you finish completing your required task? We're finishing up the cycle of Sun square Jupiter now through January 29th. And this cycle is associated with attempting to do too much or overexpansion. Now, if you find yourself in this boat, consider delegating some of the responsibilities or getting help for the new expansion. Now, next, we now have cycles that are associated with challenging communications. First of all, we may get caught in fear, a mental rut, stuck in rigid ideas, or talk critically about others. This is the cycle of Mercury square Saturn. Now, before you say something critical, remember that negative comments about others push money away from you. So if you value your prosperity, turn these energies toward better analysis and better planning. This cycle peaks today, January 27th, and stays in range through January 30th. Now, even worse, we're also in the second cycle, which can increase the amount of critical remarks, fear, or worry. This is related to the cycle of Mercury square Jupiter. Or we may run hot and cold, and then on the same topic, enthusiastic 1 minute to do something, and then sure it won't work the next. Now, this cycle peaks this weekend on January 28th through 29th and stays in range through February 1st. Mercury is a busy guy lately. The good news is that if you pay attention now, you're likely to get sudden flashes of insight or solutions to important challenges. This is the cycle of Mercury sextile Uranus. So write down or capture these ideas quickly, as they can depart just as quickly as they arrive. Often these solutions and insights are pure genius. The cycle peaks today on January 27th, and it stays in range through January 29th. Also today, January 27th, we're in range of a cycle associated with relationship or money issues. Now, excuse me, this is the cycle of Venus opposite Mars. Typically, this cycle suggests that although we may know what we want, we probably have no idea how to get it. This cycle will peak on February 1st and stay in range through February 6th. And in case you really don't know, here's a short tutorial on how to get what you want without a clue. First, decide what you want. This is very important. Be sure to include lots of details. Then start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided you the best path to bring it to you, or for you to accomplish it, etc. Do this daily for a minimum of 68 seconds per day while you feel joyful that you already have it, even though it's not yet here. This is an exercise in trusting the universe to assist you. And if you don't believe that can happen, it won't. We always create more of whatever we believe. So follow your messages and the breadcrumbs the universe leaves you to get you what you want. You don't need to know the entire path. You only need to know your next step. And be sure to listen or watch for it. This is also a great time to do research related to your desires. Now, next, in addition to not knowing how to get what we want, we're also likely to miss seeing important things. That's probably because we're either too close to a situation or blinded by our ego. The situation is related to the cycle of Mercury conjunct the Sun. Now, although you may have some great and unusual ideas during this period, be sure to review them later and see what you may have missed. This cycle just came into range today, and it peaks on February 6th. This cycle stays in range through February 13th. It's a good idea to have someone else check your details during this period. Now, next Friday, on February 3rd, we have a very major change in the planets. Neptune will move into the sign of Pisces then. Neptune represents spirituality, transcendence, the oceans, images, oil, movies and TV, music, artistic pursuits, shoes, alcohol, coffee, and other beverages, and drugs of all types. Neptune is going back to her home sign of Pisces. And although she dipped her toe into her home sign last year for a few months, she's now here to stay until March 30th of 2025. So prior to last year, the last time it entered this sign was in February of 1848. That's a 164-year cycle. So we want to extend a big welcome home to Neptune, and I'll talk more about this major cycle next week. And also, just a reminder that we're in one of the most volatile periods in history with many changes likely this year. This is related to the cycle of Uranus square Pluto, which will peak for the first two of seven times in June and September this year. We've been watching this cycle with the Middle East changes in leaders, Occupy Wall Street, Athens being burned, and Italy shut down from a transportation strike. And we've also seen the way it impacts the Earth with the 9.0 earthquake in Japan last March and thousands of earthquakes around the Earth. The cycle is also associated with attempts to control the Internet and with unexpected disruptions to electrical power, which can occur via major storms and massive flares from the sun. Now, with all these potential disruptions, be wise and take steps to be prepared for whatever may arise. Be sure you have extra food and supplies at all times. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. notice that Monday is the first quarter moon, which is the time of crises in action. This is a time when your projects tend to need extra support. So Monday and or Tuesday may feel like days when you're fighting fires to keep things going. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and the first part of Friday, we have a falling out. Things we expect to occur often don't come together on those days. So be careful what you plan to do then. Friday afternoon, we finally get a good final result. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, between now and April 13th, we're in a crucial period when what we do now will determine how well we'll do over the next 2 years. So do you know how to make the most of it? After I come back from this short break, I'll give you tips on how to make the most of Mars retrograde, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how to make the most of Mars retrograde. Between now and April 13th, we're in a crucial period when what we do now will determine how well we do over the next 2 years. So I want to give you some tips to help you make the most of it. Now, I've been talking about Mars retrograde for 2 weeks, and now it's finally here. Remember, this 12-week period, now through April 13th, is a time when new starts are not recommended. It's not a good time to start new projects, introduce new products or services, or launch websites, hire, etc. Here are 12 tips for making the most of it, and if you will do these things instead, you'll be light years ahead of those who don't. Now, first, this is a great time to clean out your office, closets, drawers, bookcases, cabinets, garage, storage rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, sheds, and any area that needs to be cleaned up. Mars likes to cut. Mars in Virgo likes to cut out chaos, clutter, and disorganization. And as it does so, it makes room for new and bigger opportunities. Be sure you also weed out your old files, archive or shred what you no longer need or use. That will bring in new clients or customers. Any form of cleaning and organizing is favored by Mars in Virgo, which will last until July 3rd. However, Mars retrograde is especially useful for going into areas that haven't been reviewed or cleaned in a long while. You may have a feeling of urgency to do this if you haven't already started. The more you do this, the more prepared you'll feel for the rest of the year and for the next 2 years. Second, Mars represents our actions, and especially the actions we take to meet our goals and get what we want. At this point in time, though, we really don't know exactly what we want. It's important to review the path we're on, the actions we take each day and week, and to consider how we've changed over the past 2 years. Our interests change over time, and it's important to realign our goals with our current interests. So remember this. The right action taken for the wrong reason creates the wrong action. So be sure your motivations are in alignment with the direction you're headed and the actions you take. Now, third, for your personal life, ask yourself what tasks, jobs, or activities do you love to do? How can you find a way to do more of them? And this may take some research depending on your situation. Ask people you know and don't know how they do it. Check online. It may be easier than you think. Also ask which jobs, tasks, or activities you don't like doing. Find a way to do them less often, and your prosperity will increase. Now, fourth, if you have a business, ask what direction do you need to focus on for the next 2 years. Customers will have changing needs for the next 2 years, so ask, how can you revolutionize your business so you can be more responsive to changing customer needs? Is there a new technology that will assist you, or a new distribution system that can do this for you? Are there new tools or technologies that would allow you to take your product or services to new markets? What revolutionary ideas can you imagine for your business? Now, fifth, be patient. It takes time to brainstorm, research, and gain clarity on the path ahead for the next 2 years. We only have 12 weeks to go through this very important process. So start now and schedule regular meetings to do this throughout this time period. And even if you do this process for yourself, schedule it into your calendar. And we have until April 13th to get this done. Sixth, this is a great time to test market new products or services, or to test the right marketing techniques. If you want to do this during Mars retrograde, be sure you limit your test to a small portion of the market. It could be offered to a geographic segment, an industry segment, or a marketing segment. And if you're testing a product or service, arrange for certain customers to beta test the product or service with the understanding that they will give you feedback on its performance versus their expectations or what they would prefer. Now, if you test a marketing technique, which ad works best, which magazine or radio show brings the best results, etc., then design your test well enough so that you'll know which way to spend your marketing dollars when the test is complete. Now, seventh, are you planning to remodel during Mars retrograde? That is one project that you can start with these energies. However, I just want to remind you that it will probably move at a slower pace than you anticipated. Especially with Mars in Virgo, you may have to redo things more than you expected in order to get the result you want. This is likely due to uncovering unexpected issues that need to be addressed. And if you're okay with this potential delays, then go ahead and get started. Choose a good day with a good final result to start. And if you cannot withstand delays, wait until April 21st or later to start. Now, eighth, the downside of Mars retrograde is that this energy also represents anger, frustration, and resentment. When Mars is retrograde, these issues come out from under the rug, and they need to be resolved. Now, the best tool I have seen for this is the book Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life. It's by Marshall Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G. And he's also taught facilitators these techniques all over the world. And you can find out who does this in your area by going to C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, C as in Charlie.org. And Marshall Rosenberg has trained facilitators all over the world, and you can find out who in your area teaches this as well. Now, ninth, are you interested in lightening up, raising your vibration or frequency? Well, clean up and get organized. And as you clean up, let go of the parts of your past that no longer reflect who you are now. This can include letting go of old possessions, furnishings, clothing, etc., that no longer reflect who you are. And also let go of any anger or resentment toward others. Choose forgiveness and compassion instead. We can only see a small portion of anyone's life and none of their past lives. So we don't know the full picture, and it's best to let go of judgments, including judging yourself. Now, 10th, do you have a new project you're itching to start? Do some more research on it before you commit to it. Especially look into the details. Calculate the money flow and get clarity about how the details of the project or program will really work. Then make your choice. 11, take the time to review your actions. Are you taking any actions which are not in high integrity? Stop taking them now until you can gain clarity on their consequences. Mars and Virgo ask you to be discerning about the actions you take. Analyze the dynamics in the situation so you can choose a different action. And 12, Mars in Virgo is a great time to heal. With Mars retrograde in Virgo, you can heal old wounds, redo old surgeries that didn't hold, and release the emotional trauma that became associated with that wound or health challenge. So choose to heal, and you will find a way to do it. For releasing a trauma that's preventing healing, check out www.morter.com. The elder Dr. Morter discovered a very effective technique that allows emotional traumas to be released so the body can heal. And it's known as BEST, Bioenergy Synchronization Technique. He's trained practitioners of this technique all over the world. And you can also release emotional traumas with emotional freedom and healing releases, which can be done via telephone. Now, on my site, Peg Donahue facilitates this process, and it can release fears, traumas, negative behavior patterns, and more. And there are other tools as well. Mars in Virgo is also great for doing internal body cleanse. Mars retrograde, though, is especially great for cleaning out old junk in the body that needs to leave. So give yourself more energy by choosing to do an internal cleanse during this period. Now, in general, during the next 11 weeks of Mars retrograde, we have a great opportunity to get prepared for the next 2 years. Have you noticed the situation that you need to spend some time considering? Maybe it feels like you've come to a fork in the road, or perhaps you have competing potential projects and you need to select one. Possibly you have multiple job opportunities. Whatever your situation is, this is a time to stop and reconsider which direction you want to take for the next 2 years. It's a time to research the details and get a more complete picture of your choices before you make a decision. And if you will allow yourself to invite uncertainty to the table with you for these 11 weeks, you will gain much more clarity than you have at this moment. Then, later in April, you'll be ready to go forth with clarity and strong purpose, knowing where you're headed for the next 2 years and why you want to go there. You'll be internally aligned and ready to take action, and that's a powerful place from which to start. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Our language either limits us or brings us more prosperity. One of the words that limits us is the word should. There really are no shoulds, just limiting beliefs that lead to that type of language. And instead of shoulding yourself or others, practice choosing to take those actions or suggest that others consider a particular course of action. If an action that you should take is not one you would choose, then don't do it. It's that simple. The energy behind the actions we take will either bring money to us or send it away. So take only the actions you're fully aligned with, and you'll keep bringing more prosperity to you. Now, join me again next Friday, February 3rd. Gosh, can you believe it's almost February? When I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And sign up to get your Mars retrograde consultation so you'll know which direction you're heading in the next 2 years. You can also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens newsletter, too. And call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.